briefly. We're all trying to be very careful of the record in this cause, and I think that the record should reflect, and then if I'm wrong, Mr. Livingston will correct me, that the witness to whom he has referred, whose name is Lott, is that Harvey Lott? Lott. The record does not reflect that he is under subpoena. Now, if he has been, if the subpoena has been issued, Mr. Livingston can correct us, but I think the record ought to be clear on that, even if you're under
He's not under subpoena. He was here voluntarily last Friday, and he's up on the bus before we could get a subpoena from him. It's true, he's not under subpoena this morning. Oh, Mr. George Harrison, that's the detective at this time. Would you state your name for this honorable court, please?
George C. Harrison.
What is your occupation or profession, Mr. Harrison?
I'm an attorney.
And how long have you been a practicing attorney?
January of 1948. 20 years.
And I believe at one time, did you not serve as U.S. Marshal for the Western District of Tennessee?
Yes, 1960 I was appointed to United States Marshal for President Eisenhower and served in 1961.
And I'll ask you, Mr. Harrison, if you know or ask you if you know one Renfro T. Hayes.
Yes, I do.
And I'll ask you if you know or you think you know his general reputation in the community among his friends, neighbors, and acquaintances.
Yes.
Is that general reputation, as you know it, sir, good or bad?
Good.
Do you know or do you think you know his general reputation in the community among his friends, neighbors, and acquaintances for truth, honesty, integrity, and veracity?
Yes.
Is that general reputation good or bad?
Good.
Would you, Mr. Harrison, sir, believe Renfro C. Hayes in a court of justice under oath where his interests were involved?
No,
brother.
We had no questions.
Call Mr. Dick Busby as a character witness for Mr. Hayes. Would you state your name to this honorable court, please, sir?
Richard. Clark Busby, alias Dick.
Mr. Busby, what is your occupation or profession, sir?
A practicing lawyer.
How long have you been a practicing attorney?
Since May of 1917.
Do you know one Renfro Turner Hayes?
I do.
Do you know or do you think you know his general reputation in the community among his friends, neighbors, and acquaintances?
I do.
Is that general reputation, as you know it, good or bad, sir?
Good.
Do you know or do you think you know his general reputation in the community among his friends, neighbors, and acquaintances for truth, honesty, integrity, and veracity? Is that general reputation, as you know it, good or bad?
Good.
Would you, Mr. Busby, sir, believe Renfro T. Hayes in a court of justice under oath where his interests are involved?
I most certainly would.
No further questions.
No questions.
Call Mr. Lionel Mahoney. Your name for this honorable court, please, sir?
Lionel W. Mahoney.
What is your occupation or profession, sir?
Practicing attorney.
How long have you been a practicing attorney, Mr. Mahoney?
Since 1961. However, I was admitted in 1943, and I worked for an insurance company for some 20-odd years.
Do you know one Renfro T. Hayes?
I do.
Do you know or do you think you know his general reputation in the community among his friends, neighbors, and acquaintances?
I do.
Is that general reputation, as you know it, good or bad, sir?
Good.
Do you know or do you think you know his general reputation in the community where he lives among his friends, neighbors, and acquaintances for truth, honesty, integrity, and veracity?
I do.
Good. Is that? It is good?
It is good.
Would you, Mr. Mahoney, believe Mr. Hayes in a court of justice under oath where his interests are involved?
I certainly would.
No further questions. With that, Your Honor, that is Mr. Hayes's proof.
We have nothing further. I was standing on the statement Mr. Burch made Friday.
What we had a summation from Mr. Hamilton, an issue, summation given.
I want to. I want you to have both of you. You need to get back to those things.
Thank you. In addition to the remarks made on Friday, with the court's permission, I would like to briefly summarize the points made at that time. Point number one is that Mr. Hamilton and Mr. Edmondson are not named in the court's order of injunction. We're treating them as individual persons. They appear here by name as individuals, as distinguished from their employers, the employees of the newspaper. A reading of the court's order of injunction does not reflect that these gentlemen are named, and we submit that a reading of the order of injunction, on the other hand, indicates that they were excluded and the newspapers themselves were excluded, certainly by implication, if not by words themselves. Final paragraph of the court's order of July 30 or 31. This copy that I have is indistinct. I'm not quite sure whether that's 30 or 31. This is the final order that the court has ordered now, July 30. The order concludes with these words: in accordance therewith, the court orders a certified copy of this order to be sent by the clerk of this court to all persons named herein or subject hereto, and all newspapers of general circulation. As pointed out, these gentlemen are not named in the order. The newspapers are not mentioned in the order except in the disjunctive. And in this phraseology, the court orders that a copy of this order be sent to all persons named herein or subject hereto, and all newspapers. Now we submit that the phraseology, all persons named herein or subject hereto, and the newspapers, certainly implies that the newspapers were not subject hereto from the use of that expression itself. So we respectfully submit that the order was not designed and was not intended to apply to Mr. Hamilton or to Mr. Edmondson. Counsel has suggested that even though they were not named in the order, if they knew of the existence of the order and caused to be published a statement given by anyone who was named in the order and subject thereto, they then would be guilty of violating the court's injunction by way of aiding or abetting others to violate the injunction. We submit that that is not good law. Counsel cited no authority for that position, and we submit that that position is not well taken.
making